From the 9th to the 18th of July, Damn These Heels will show 25 feature films and 25 short films. There's a variety of ways to enjoy the films this year, with screenings online, outdoors, and in person at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center in Salt Lake City. Ash Hoyle is the director of programming for Damn These Heels. He says that adapting the festival for the pandemic helped them to increase access to the films.
It's really exciting to me to be able to reach so many more people and to lower the bar of entry to participating in our festival through our digital offerings.
Hoyle says that films are a powerful engine for empathy.
The name Damn These Heels comes from the idea that, you know, through film and film viewing and filmmaking, it's a way to build empathy and walk in one another's shoes, heels or otherwise.
Hoyle says that what the festival tries to do is help people better understand each other and the issues facing the LGBTQ community. He says in Utah especially, there's a lot of work to be done.
There's a lot more work to do. There's a lot further to move the needle, and I think we see that very poignantly in our home state of Utah, where there's still, you know, a lot of legislation and a lot of legal battles that are playing out on the front lines right now, particularly around transgender issues that, you know, prove what empathy still needs to be built. And you know, our presentation of films is one, I think, really, really human way to do that.
More information about showings and tickets can be found at damntheseheels.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Darcy Ritchie.